could call the Planning Program Development Real Estate Committee to order. I would ask for a motion for the approval of the agenda.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Approval of the minutes of February the 20th, 2014. Motion?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Mr. Wall, presentation on the work program? I'm sorry. Jim, we're going to be safe today as well.
Sounds great to me. Thank you, Chairman Down. Good morning, members of the board. Just as a reminder, in the event the fire alarm goes off, we ask that you exit to your right or left, depending on your proximity. Certainly probably to my left is the best way out, through the front doors. Use the crosswalks, cross Fifth Street, and meet in on the lawn of the National Building Museum next to the schoolhouse. Considering the weather that we've been having lately, and this has definitely been a unique year for weather here in the Washington region, our safety contact is about high winds and blustery days. Gusty winds have the potential to bring down trees, power lines, and signs, and can turn unsecured objects into dangerous projectiles. Listed below are some tips to keep in mind during high wind warnings. If you are caught outside during high winds, take cover next to a building or under a secure shelter. Stand clear of roadways or train tracks as a gust may blow into the path of an oncoming vehicle. Use handrails where available and avoid elevated areas such as roofs. Watch for flying debris. Tree limbs may break and street signs may come loose during strong winds. In the event of a downed power line, report downed lines to your local utility emergency center and to the police. Avoid anything that can be touching downed lines, including vehicles or tree branches. If a line falls on your car, stay inside the vehicle. Take care not to touch any part of the metal frame of your vehicle. Honk your horn, roll down the window, and warn anyone who may approach the danger. Ask someone to call the police. Do not exit the car until help arrives unless it catches fire. To exit, open the door, but do not step out, jump as possible without touching any of the metal portions of the car's exterior to safe ground and get quickly away. If you are driving, keep both hands on the wheel and slow down. Watch for objects being blown across the roadway and into your path. Keep a safe distance from cars in adjacent lanes, as strong gusts can push a car outside of its lane of travel. Take extra care in a high-profile vehicle, such as trucks, vans, SUVs, or when towing a trailer, as these are more prone to being pushed or flipped by high wind gusts. If winds are severe enough to prevent driving, safely pull over to the shoulder of the road and stop, making sure you are away from trees or other tall objects that could fall onto your vehicle. That concludes this morning's safety contact, Chairman Downs. Thank you, and have a safe day.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Wall, the work plan.
Good morning, Chairman Downs, members of the board. Thank you for allowing us to present our proposed 2014 Joint Development Work Program. Our first action is to seek board approval of this new Joint Development Work Program, and I will explain to you the four sites that we're proposing to pursue this year. As was the case last year, our site selection process is based on market strength, developer offers, interest, and inquiries, adjacent and nearby land use plans, and consultation with local planning and economic development officials. For all of the stations that we're planning to pursue in 2014, we're planning to pursue them in a request for proposals RFP approach. This slide shows our entire system of 86 stations and a review of where there remains development potential. On 31 sites, there's limited development potential on WMATA-owned property, largely due to the fact that many of these stations are in the core of the system or located on federally owned property. There's 23 stations where they are fully developed or currently under development in terms of WMATA projects. 14 stations are undergoing active negotiation or active solicitation, and that remains 20 stations where there is development potential for us to evaluate on an ongoing basis, to look for new sites to offer each year. In 2014, we're planning to pursue four stations: Forest Glen, West Hyattsville, Largo, and Braddock Road. I'll walk through each of these fairly quickly to give you an understanding of why we've chosen these stations. At Braddock Road, we have just recently kicked off a station area planning process in conjunction with the City of Alexandria that will be used to establish our transit facility requirements and development parameters for our 3.5-acre property. The City of Alexandria is very eager to advance development at the station, as they are actively in the process of implementing numerous public-private projects in and around the station area near Braddock Road. Our next site is Forest Glen. Our property there consists of approximately 8 acres of land, largely comprised of daily commuter parking, bus loop, and kiss and ride area. The property is very well located on the Red Line, as well as immediate access to the Beltway. While residential will be a component of the site, we also envision a mix of uses, including neighborhood serving retail, as well as the potential for office or medical office uses that might align with the Holy Cross Hospital that's undergoing significant expansion a few blocks away from this property. At West Hyattsville, we had previously awarded this property to a developer back in 2005. That development was subsequently terminated in 2009 due to the economic recession. The site is about 28 acres in size, including 450 spaces for parking, 80 short-term, as well as a bus loop and kiss and ride area. Prince George's County Planning is undergoing a planning study for the greater Chilham area, which includes our Metro Station property, and we will coordinate our planning guidelines for the station in conjunction with Prince George's County Planning goals for the larger area. There's both significant activity at Fort Totten to the west of this site and Prince George's Plaza to the east, and we hope to build upon that momentum here at West Hyattsville. Our final property for 2014 is Largo Town Center. Here, Prince George's County is in final negotiations to locate a new regional medical center directly adjacent to the station, which will be a significant anchor and catalyst to TOD development at the station. As with the other three properties, we've already received developer inquiries for this site, and we believe there will be significant interest as we move forward with the solicitation. Pursuing these projects supports two Metro's Momentum strategic goals: improving regional mobility and connecting communities, and ensuring financial stability and investing in our people and assets. With those goals in mind, we recommend the board approve the proposed 2014 Joint Development Work Program.
Thank you for the presentation. First, any questions or comments from the board members?
Would you like a motion, Mr. Chairman?
It would be appropriate.
I move that we approve the proposed 2014 Joint Development Work Program.
Motion made and seconded. Any comments, questions? Well, the board's direction to you and their staff was to begin to clear the decks. And I think we all appreciate the aggressiveness with which you have pursued development opportunities with the authority's property. So we have a lot of high expectations about success in all four of these areas. So thank you. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Thank you. Next is Tacoma Park and Tacoma.
Our next item for the committee is the Tacoma Joint Development Project. This morning we are once again requesting board authorization to negotiate and execute an amended and restated sales agreement for the Tacoma Joint Development Project and approval to conduct a compact public hearing for the project. As we had presented last month, since October, we have completed an initial traffic study, revised concept plans from the developer in response to concerns regarding massing and density, and we've re-verified that parking and drop-off accessibility meet WMATA requirements. Last month, the City of Tacoma Park presented the PPDRE committee with a resolution regarding the Tacoma Joint Development Project. WMATA staff has reviewed all of the items within that resolution. A number of the concerns dealt with transit access and the adequacy of the proposed transit facility changes. We look forward to a broader and more in-depth discussion and feedback as part of the compact public hearing process that will follow the board's action should the board approve this action. That process is specifically geared toward ensuring that WMATA staff have received, assessed, analyzed, and addressed these types of concerns about our public transit facilities, and the staff report generated from that process will be subject to board approval. The City of Tacoma Park's resolution also highlighted a number of concerns dealing with the design of the building, including building heights, setbacks, massing, quantity of development, parking spaces. All of these issues are subject to detailed review and approval as part of the District of Columbia PUD process. The affected Advisory Neighborhood Commission is automatically granted party status as part of that zoning review process. However, any entity or organization may apply to the DC Zoning Commission to also be granted party status. We, WMATA staff, as well as the developer, do not object to the City of Tacoma Park pursuing party status as part of that DC Zoning Commission action. As we stated last month, staff feels that the plan does address development context, constraints, metro transit requirements, and previously expressed community concerns. Examples of such changes that have occurred, including reducing the size of the project from 266 units down to approximately 200 units today, reducing the parking ratio from 0.9 spaces per unit to 0.7 spaces today, and also reducing the massing and height along Eastern Avenue. At this stage in any of our joint development projects, the design of the project is never perfect, nor do we expect it to be. While we are seeking board approval to negotiate an amended joint development agreement, we are not seeking board approval of the design details of the building itself. In all of our joint development projects, we fully expect changes and refinements to occur as part of the local jurisdiction's process of review and approval of the project. We do, however, completely understand the community's concerns in these areas, but those issues are more appropriately suited for the joint development process, compact public hearing process, and the PUD process, which will allow for further analysis, discussion, community feedback, and developer response to those types of design issues in an open, inclusive, structured process where all stakeholders can be heard as part of that zoning review process. From a next step standpoint, I want to highlight the fact that today's action, should the board move forward, is the very beginning of a lengthy process of ongoing community engagement and discussion. Our pursuit of the process of the board approval today will involve significant ongoing community engagement, particularly during all of the steps that are highlighted in yellow on this slide behind me, including the compact public hearing process, the PUD process, and subsequent stages with the DC Zoning Commission until the project is approved at the end of that PUD process. With this in mind, and understanding that we're at the beginning of the process, staff are requesting board authorization to negotiate and execute an amended joint development agreement or sales agreement for the Tacoma Joint Development Project, and we're seeking board approval to conduct a compact public hearing for this project. Thank you.
As I understand it, there are the City of Tacoma Park has asked for the board to consider four specific modifications in the resolution, and I understand that staff has reviewed these, and I would ask that you give the board your reaction, the committee your reaction to each of the four recommendations about changes in language on the resolution.
Sure, and I'll summarize each one as we go forward. The first proposed revision to the resolution was requesting that the board.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. I don't know that everybody's got the language. I have a couple more copies, and I'd be happy to pass them around, but I was not expecting such a great degree of interest, so I didn't make adequate copies. My apologies.
Okay.
I do have one.
So I'm sorry.
Mrs. Porter, Mr. Downs, Mrs. Porter, actually, I'm just looking for where our resolution is. It's item. Where's the resolution that the board, that we would be approving to move on to the board? I'm actually.
The resolution authorizes the beginning of the compact hearing process.
I know, I'm looking, we should have a resolution, right? Mrs. Porter and I disagreed earlier about whether it was included in the packet, and I've now gone back and looked, and I'm not seeing the resolution that we're to approve to send on to the board.
You're probably right. I think it was in the previous
committee. I just went and looked.
Committee.
I can't find it in the previous either, so.
Okay.
So perhaps somebody could find us the there must be a resolution. John's on his way. I just, when we're amending a resolution, it's always good to have
right.
the one in
it's
front of us.
It's always good to have the resolution in front of you, yes. So with a brief pause, if you, while we get the resolution, if you wouldn't mind, in layman's terms, summarizing the four issues that were raised by the City of Takalma Park.
Sure. The first of the four revisions to the resolution is requesting that today's board action not represent an endorsement of the design of the building, including the height, setback, or distance from adjoining property, or the number of residential parking spaces in the project. From a staff standpoint, we agree that that change can be made because we are actually seeking the approval to negotiate the amended joint development agreement. We're not actually seeking board approval and endorsement of the design. So we feel that revision is acceptable. The next resolution seeks to modify the resolution to require that the development be redesigned to conform with the existing zoning on the property. In that case, we actually do not agree with that resolution, as it does actually put the staff and board in the position of designing the project. However, there is currently a reference within the resolution and the current joint development agreement referring to a minimum size of 180,000 square feet for this project. We feel that we can remove that minimum size of the project. That then, again, pulls us back from being involved in design approval of the project. However, we want to highlight the fact that there is a certain level that if through subsequent reviews the project is reduced in size, below which the project does not become feasible, and at that stage we feel it's approximately 180,000 square feet, we will not be able to proceed with a project at Takalma. The third resolution seeks to modify the resolution to indicate our preference to reduce the number of development parking spaces to a minimal number to better show our support for TOD projects at the station. We also support that goal. And to the extent that the parking for the development is reduced, that actually helps us from a financial standpoint because it reduces the cost of the project. So we support that change in addition to the resolution. The last modification seeks to allow for public comment during the compact public hearing on design aspects of the project. During the compact public hearing, the focus is primarily on transit facilities, but that does not prevent anyone from commenting on any aspect of the project, design, facilities, or otherwise. However, the resolution and redesign of the building will occur as part of the PUD process, and the board's approval of a staff report coming from the compact public hearing will not be based on those design aspects, will be based on the transit facility aspects of the project. And those are the four resolution items.
Well, now we'll see if we can get the resolution.
Mr. Chairman, as we wait for the resolution, this committee's talked about this several different times, and I think one of the challenges here is to sort out our job from the job of the localities.
Right.
And if we look at the written report that accompanied the slides, I think staff has really done an admirable job of sort of laying out the desired attributes from Metro's point of view. Every time we go into one of these, there are a set of goals that we're hoping to accomplish that are value added to the region, given that this is the region's property and that we're to maximize its utility to the region. So I really appreciate the work that Mr. Wall has done to get us to that list of things. I think it's very helpful. And I sort of agree with his assessment here of which ones are appropriate for us to act on. As someone who has to oversee the redevelopment process in my own community, I'm intensely aware of all the dynamics that happen when you get into these processes and the puts and the takes. And the more clarity there is about who is in charge of the puts and the takes, the more smoothly the process will run. And so I think to be very clear that our compact hearing is about, are we providing appropriate transit facilities in the context of this much larger transaction that could occur if all aligns properly, is a really helpful construct for us to have.
I want to give everybody a moment to read the resolution.
These changes would be to here. Basically, they would go in there. Mr. Chairman, if I could just clarify where in the resolution these changes would go. The first additional resolved clause would go after. If you look on page 2, the first resolved clause is resolved that the Board of Directors approves, et cetera. Following that, the language to say resolved that neither this resolution nor the amended and restated Tacoma Joint Development Agreement shall be construed as endorsing either the incorporated concept plan or any other proposal, design, or plan in regard to the height, setback, or distance from the adjoining property of the proposed residential building, nor the number or location of residential parking spaces. And this is simply reiterates that the board is not endorsing any particular design in its resolution. In regard to the second one, Mr. Wall has suggested that the 7th whereas clause on the first page, the second from the bottom, that it strike not less than 180,000 gross square feet of apartment development. Just to strike that clause following apartment units, comma. So it simply eliminates the minimum. It isn't the same thing, but it goes in the same direction. And it is within what the board can do. And then following the additional added clause that I mentioned first, put in a second added clause that would say resolved that TM Associates LLC shall reduce the number of the project's residential parking spaces to a minimal number in order to promote greater transit utilization by residents and reduce traffic impact. And again, that is consistent with previous board policy. And it also does not specify the number of residential units. It states the idea that it should be minimized because it's transit-oriented. And then the last one would add after the one I just mentioned. Again, these are all between the first and the current second resolve clauses, to say resolved that WMATA shall accept public comment on matters to include residential building design elements during the compact public hearing. WMATA staff shall report and evaluate such comments in the staff report on the compact hearing and forward such report to, and I'm not sure what would be the appropriate entity to forward it to.
That would be the DC Zoning Commission.
DC Zoning Commission.
That
and that would follow the other two that are inserted in between the current first and current second resolved clauses. And that, I think, would implement the suggestions that Mr. Wall made.
Since of the committee about, would you like to have the discussion about these en blanc or individually? And why don't we try them one at a time? First one, Stan, this is a recommendation from the staff that we adopt this first suggestion of the modification?
Yes, we do.
I'd accept a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor.
Excuse me, Tom, Mr. Chairman, asking us.
I'm asking the staff to look. This is in the District of Columbia. I'm asking the staff to look at this because I couldn't follow all the changes from Kathy. And if we could take a moment to make sure that this is okay. Kathy, is that okay?
Sure.
Well, in the meantime, I was wanting to ask a question. I've noticed that I have not been following this that closely because Tony was supposed to help me with this matter. But we're in the public park business now under Clause 5. On page 2, we're going to own a park.
We are not in the public park business. A small area of parkland was contemplated as part of the D.C. Small Area Plan several years ago, and it was part of the previous joint development plan for this project. So we're reserving a minimum area of open space on this site in perpetuity. That area will be maintained by the developer, not by WMATA, as is open space.
Tony, is that okay?
Mr. Giancola?
Thank you. No, we don't object to that part of it. That's why it was in the original resolution. Okay. Did you have anything else?
We're waiting.
The staff will look at it.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
I assume we're still talking about the first...
Yes, we are talking about the first.
You know, I'm certainly comfortable with staff's comfort level with this.
Mr. Chairman, I would just offer that one way to think about this is any development going in anywhere on Metro property, is this a statement that could stand about how this board is approaching these kinds of projects? And I think that this clarifies... you know, you can take out the attached thing but and just read it. It says we're not in the business of doing the height and the massing and all of that. And so I would feel comfortable with this language if it were about the redevelopment at East Falls Church or some other location, because I think it clarifies our role. Yeah. And so it's helpful.
It's basically a restatement of existing policy.
Since there's a pause in the action, could I just use this as a teaching moment just to remind folks that the Governance Committee is looking at this question of what the appropriate role ought to be for this board in projects like this. So just want everybody to make notes so when we bring this up, you'll know why we're making
mentally
some suggestions.
Bookmark this. Yeah. Mr. Downing?
Follow on Mr. Dyke's comment. I think if we move in the direction we're talking about, which I would probably support, it's even more important that we establish as a board what the principles are. And I think the principle I'm hearing being established here is we don't take actions that override local zoning decisions. Is that a fair statement?
We don't have the legal authority.
We don't have the authority to do it in any case.
But so the so that sounds like this the first item here that we're there doesn't seem to be any opposition to. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, well, staff just looked at this, Kath, the only comment I guess that we're getting is that on clause three, you're modified.
We're doing one at a time.
Oh, fine. I'm fine on one.
All right. Could we?
I didn't know.
We have a motion and a second. Could we?
Tom?
You're
good.
Okay. Council? You're just coming to the table to help us out. Available.
First time myself, so yeah. I just wanted to be more engaged in the conversation.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. It's time for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The second item where there is a disagreement from the staff about the language and its impact. Stan, if you...
Correct. Kind of in alignment with the first item, it actually goes 180 degrees the opposite direction in terms of that. That bullet essentially says the board will require that the developer redesign the building to current zoning. We propose to not include that language, but in the second to last whereas on page one, to remove the minimum 180,000 gross square foot clause from the resolution. And that way, we are not setting any minimum, nor are we setting any maximum in terms of development, and we're leaving all of that to the Zoning Commission PUD process.
That's the staff recommendation. I would ask for a motion about either the language proposed by the City of Tacoma Park or the staff's recommendation.
And I would point out that the main concern in this area that the City of Tacoma Park presented is concerning the size of the building, which is also addressed by the minimum square footage. I am not in a position to say whether the City of Tacoma Park would support this or not, but it seems to me that this goes in the same direction.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a question, please?
Yes, please.
So, it would be helpful, I think, Mr. Wall, if you would, again, tell us sort of what happens. I'm going to say a thing that I know would never happen, which is they go through the whole PUD process, and what gets approved is something that's three stories on the entire site and can't meet the 212 units or the 180,000 square feet. What options does the developer have at that point in time? They have a deal with us.
If the 180,000 square feet was based on between ourselves and the developer's assessment of what is the minimum project size to ensure a feasible project, given the need to make improvements to Amada facilities, including the new kiss and ride area for the project, below that level, we don't feel it's a feasible project. What happens is that essentially we would mutually agree to terminate the project. And this has happened in the past, as I mentioned, with West Hyattsville in 2009. Due to economic conditions, that deal was no longer feasible, and we mutually agreed to terminate that project with the developer. And that would happen in this case as well.
So just so we're all clear, what the consequence is of removing that square footage number, which is, below that, the current thinking is the project doesn't happen. Is unlikely to happen.
But removing the language does not direct that the project has to be of a certain size.
Mr. Downey, so the opportunity, again, in terms of principles, would be if you can't get your zoning approval, you don't go forward with the project?
Correct.
But we don't specify what it has to be?
Correct.
Mr. Jim Cohen.
Yeah, I certainly agree with staff's assessment of this particular amendment. It, to me, in reading it, it's unduly restrictive and certainly gets into the realm of designing this project and not allowing the plan unit development process to work as it should.
So is that
Mr. Acosta?
Yes, I would like to move the staff's recommendation with respect to this. I think, again, we're not in the business of designing the building. I think this puts forward very restrictive, a lot of restrictions on what can be done. I do think we need to respect the process as this moves forward, and I do think this project will be modified as it goes through the PUD process, which is what that is supposed to do. And I do agree that if it fails the zoning commission, it will have to, you know, it's not going to be approved. It won't be built. I do think what Mr. Wall is presenting is a reasonable solution to this, and I would move this.
To restate, our recommendation is to strike the language in the second to last whereas on page one. The language it states, but not less than 180,000 gross square feet of apartment development, that sentence would be struck from the resolution.
Motion made by Mr. Acosta. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Item three, Mr. Wall.
We're okay with this proposed addition to the resolution as stated.
Mr. Chairman, might I ask a question about a word?
Absolutely.
The resolution says minimal number as it applies to parking spaces. Do we mean minimized? I mean, what does minimal number mean in the context of this? I want us to be clear. That's all. And I don't want somebody to come back and say, well, this is too big a number. It clearly can't be the minimal number.
I think the intention of this clause, of this resolved clause, is to establish a principle, which I think the board has already endorsed. This resolved clause was not written to specify a number of parking spaces, and I know that that's the issue that the district is wrestling with right now, but it's designed to put forward the principle that in a residential development immediately adjacent to a transit station, the number of residential parking spaces should be fewer rather than more. And the exactly what minimal means would be to some extent decided through the existing process, but it's more setting forward a principle that I think is not new to this board, that less parking makes it more transit oriented.
Right, and we have that in the, I mean, I'm just wondering whether we could strike to a minimal number so that it says shall reduce the number of the project's residential parking spaces in order to promote greater transit utilization, because it says reduce. And the goal is I'm just worried about how people interpret minimal, and I don't want to hang us up there. The goal is, as Kathy properly stated, fewer spaces promotes transit, and so maybe there's a better way to say that. I just, the minimal word is giving me trouble.
Mr. Gianco.
I agree with Ms. Hines on this. Actually, I was going to suggest we go a little farther and just say, instead of reduce, to say adjust the number of projects, residential parking spaces, in order to promote a greater transit utilization. But I can certainly be comfortable with reduce, because I think there is some avenue and some ability to have fewer parking spaces.
I would think, I mean, I guess, not to disagree, it seems to me that it's less clear to take out minimal, but certainly the idea is to make that smaller rather than larger, and so leaving in reduce gets you in that direction also.
You could also consider replacing reduce with minimize. So it would say minimize the number of the project's residential parking spaces in order to promote greater transit utilization.
Okay.
Does that work for people?
Acceptable.
I think that works.
Okay. Stan, is that good for you?
That works for us as well. Do you want me to read the whole thing in terms of the resolution?
Sure. Yes. Go ahead.
It is staff's recommendation that the board adopt this amendment that would now read, resolve that TM Associates LLC shall minimize the number of the project's residential parking spaces in order to promote greater transit utilization by residents and reduce traffic impact.
Good.
I would move that.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The fourth item. Mr. Wall?
Again, we support and accept public input on any aspect of the project during the compact public hearing. That process is designed primarily to focus on the transit facilities, but the public is able to provide comment on any area of the project. What we would change to this resolution or this additional amendment to the resolution is to essentially end it after compact hearing, put a period there. So it reads, resolve that WMATA shall accept public comment on matters to include residential building design elements during a compact public hearing. WMATA staff shall report and evaluate such comments in the staff report on the compact hearing.
Can it also include language that says and forward such report to the DC Zoning Commission?
Yes, I left that up. Correct. Yep.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Yes,
I have no difficulty with the first part of this. I only have a question about whether we want our staff to evaluate those comments. It would seem to me that they just need to forward, you know, they need to report them to us that they received them and then forward them to the DC zoning. They don't need to evaluate them. We're acting as a conduit.
Mr. Giancola?
Yeah, I certainly support the staff's revision to this. I do have problems with, and I think you've changed it from welcome to accept, although I would actually question what accept means. Does accept imply approval? And so I would suggest maybe we want to consider shall receive public comment on matters rather than accept. So I'm a little concerned about what the connotation of accept is, and certainly I agree with Ms. Hines on what we do with those comments.
I would worry that if we put shall receive, are we directing the public to send them to us? I think accept is, in this context, is fairly minimal. I don't read this, and I assume staff doesn't read this, as by saying accept is that we thereby necessarily approve of them. My understanding is what happens after the compact public hearing is that staff takes all of the comments in the compact public hearing, puts them into a report, including whatever comments may be relevant to the transit facilities and those that are not, and simply puts them into a report and gives them to the board. So I don't think, in that sense, the staff will accept whatever comments are given. In terms of evaluate, it seems to me that one of the things that the staff is going to do, I assume, is to take the comments that come in and not just put them all in a large compilation, not just put a staple through them, but say something about them. And in this case, what they would say is, under the language that has been proposed, that they would say that this is something that we are going to forward to the DC Zoning Commission. So I'm not sure that evaluate would mean more than that. Is there another word that could be substituted for that, Mr. Wall?
I think that we can have report such comments in the compact public hearing report and forward comments relating to the design of the building to the DC Zoning Commission. So there are certain comments related to the facilities that we will evaluate in terms of proposed changes or comments on the adequacy of the transit facilities. Those will absolutely be evaluated. Any comments related to design would be forwarded to the DC Zoning Commission.
Okay, so the way you're specifying it, that the public comments on matters regarding, so it's not just to include, if we said regarding the residential building design and elements, right, and then report those and take out the evaluate on that piece of it, is that what you're suggesting?
Correct, and forward those comments to the DC Zoning Commission.
Okay, so it would read, resolve that WMATA shall accept public comment on matters regarding residential building design elements during the compact public hearing. WMATA staff shall report such comments in the staff report on the compact hearing and forward such report, or forward maybe they saying those comments, to the DC Zoning Commission. Does that work?
That's correct.
Okay.
Mr. Costa, or I'm sorry.
I will ask legal counsel to give me her kind of interpretation of the word accept. Does that imply, or is that imply some endorsement or approval?
Well, I think it's certainly the more passive language of receive is freer of any unintended connotation.
And I stand by my previous comment.
I don't know if we say that we will receive. Does that mean that we're requiring that we be given? I like accept better.
Imply any action of any sort on the part of the receiver. It's just that you've heard it.
So what are we?
Last staff reaction here.
The final version reads, resolve that WMATA will receive public comment on matters regarding residential building design elements during the compact public hearing. WMATA staff shall report such comments in the staff report on the compact hearing and forward those comments to the DC Zoning Commission.
So you're changing shall to will?
Okay.
Which makes it more directive?
Shall's more directive.
Shall, auditory.
Okay. All right. I will forward it with those I will move it with those changes.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Do we have any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Now we need to adopt the proposed formal resolution as amended by the actions on the four items that we just discussed. I would accept a motion.
I'll so move.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Further discussion.
I just want to say that I appreciate the time that the committee has taken to look at the concerns of the City of Tacoma Park, and I appreciate the staff's suggestions and recommendations. And I think that this will, in fact, move the process forward in a better way than would be if we didn't take into account the concerns of the immediately adjoining jurisdiction. So I am very pleased that we were able to make these changes, and I'm very pleased that the committee took into account some of the concerns of the City of Tacoma Park.
Thank you. If there is any other business to bring to the committee, this would be the time to do that. Hearing none.
Did we vote on the resolution?
Oh, we didn't vote on the resolution. That would defeat the whole purpose of the whole meeting. All those in favor of the adoption of the resolution for the approval of an amended and restated sales agreement for joint development and the approval to hold a second public hearing on the replacement of Metro facilities at the Tacoma Park, or at the Tacoma Metro Rail Station, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Thank you. Adjourned.